USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A final vote on the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan could come as soon as Tuesday, with the measure expected to be sent to President Biden's desk. He says he plans on signing it as soon as he receives it, but some disagree that it's the solution to the problems brought by the pandemic. Senator Tim Scott calls the bill a progressive payment plan. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News the bill provides states that don't need it with a bailout.
California, that is predicted to have a $19 billion surplus, gets $40 billion out of the fund of $350 billion set aside for states who need help. If you don't need help, you shouldn't get it. And why is the taxpayer, or why are all taxpayers, funding and subsidizing blue states that have surpluses?
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The CDC released new guidelines Monday for people who've been fully vaccinated. Tim Berg has more on what that could mean for vaccinated Americans from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The CDC says fully vaccinated individuals can take part in small gatherings indoors with others who have been fully vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says they can do so without face masks or social distancing. Dr. Walensky also saying if someone is fully vaccinated, they can then be around someone who's at low risk regarding coronavirus. Which is big news, according to Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
That means grandma can come and visit their grandchildren who, if grandma's vaccinated, if grandma's fully vaccinated, right, and grandchildren are low-risk groups, they can come without a mask and distancing. That wasn't on the table before.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Missouri Senator Roy Blunt says he will not run for re-election in 2022.
I want to thank my family and thank the great team that came together to help me work for you. Most importantly, thanks to Missourians, whether you voted for me or not, for the opportunity to work for you and a better future for our state and our country.
Blunt making the announcement Monday in a video on Twitter. He becomes the fifth Republican senator in the last year to announce they won't seek re-election. As scandals continue to mount, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing increasing pressure to step down. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
37 New York lawmakers want Governor Cuomo to resign, and 10 have called for his impeachment. The embattled governor is being accused of leading more than 15,000 people to their deaths by mandates. He's also accused of a cover-up by hiding the number of actual deaths. A fourth and fifth woman has now come forward accusing Governor Cuomo of sexual harassment. Most of the women are former aides to Cuomo. The Democrat governor denies wrongdoing. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Governor Cuomo also said Sunday that he has no intention of resigning, adding that the state attorney general's investigation should play out first. And the Dallas Cowboys and quarterback Dak Prescott have reached an agreement on a contract extension. ESPN reporting Prescott's extension is a four-year deal worth $160 million, with $126 million of that guaranteed. It also includes an NFL record $66 million signing bonus. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.